Title: California Municipalities Move Closer to Requiring Hazard Pay for Grocery and Pharmacy Workers. Content: Frontline workers of certain large grocery and pharmacy retailers in Los Angeles County and other municipalities across the state may soon receive an additional $4 to $5 an hour in hero pay or hazard pay during the COVID-19 pandemic. Background: Since March 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic has dramatically impacted our communities. Low-income communities and communities of color have been hit particularly hard. Currently, the state is experiencing a record-breaking wave of COVID-19 cases. Grocery retailers that perform essential work have experienced an increase in outbreaks. Research suggests that employees with direct customer exposure are 5 times more likely to test positive for the virus than those without such exposure. From the outset of the pandemic, some grocery retailers offered an increase in hourly pay to employees, ranging from $2 to $4, as well as monthly bonuses. However, at some companies, the pay increases have lapsed. Los Angeles County Hazard Pay Ordinance on January 5, 2021. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors voted in favor of drafting an ordinance that would require a raise of $5 an hour in hero pay for frontline workers of certain large grocery and pharmacy retailers during the pandemic. The motion, put forth by Supervisors Hilda Solis and Holly Mitchell, passed 4-1, with Supervisor Catherine Barger abstaining from the vote. The motion asks the Acting County Council for Los Angeles County to draft an ordinance mandating the pay increase and to determine whether the ordinance could apply to incorporated Los Angeles County. The board is expected to consider the draft ordinance at its next regular meeting on January 26, 2021. If approved, the ordinance is expected to remain in force for 120 days from its effective date. The Los Angeles County Hero Pay motion cites the following factors: 1. The rising number of outbreaks in grocery stores. 2. Increased exposure risk to grocery and drug retail workers who arguably are unable to practice social distancing consistently at work due to large crowds. And 3. Perceived psychological distress some frontline grocery and drug retail workers have felt during the pandemic. The motion also mentions that these frontline workers, who do not have the luxury of working from home to assist any family members with distance learning, have incurred increased childcare costs during the pandemic. As envisioned, the ordinance will cover grocery stores, convenience stores, liquor stores, and other retail locations in the unincorporated areas of Los Angeles County that sell food or beverage products and have a health permit as a food market retailer issued by the Department of Public Health. It may also include retail drugstores and retail locations selling groceries covered by the California Retail Food Code. The ordinance will only apply to corporations that are publicly traded or have at least 300 employees nationwide and more than 10 employees per store site. Hazard pay currently before other California municipalities. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors' efforts mirror similar measures currently under consideration by both the Los Angeles and Long Beach City Councils, as well as the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. The Long Beach City Council voted unanimously on December 15, 2020 to ask the city attorney to draft an urgency ordinance for consideration at the next city council meeting to restore hazard pay to frontline grocery workers at a rate of $4 per hour. The proposal exempts grocers with fewer than 300 employees nationally. If passed, the ordinance would go into effect immediately and expire after 120 days. The City of Los Angeles, the Los Angeles City Council introduced a similar proposal on December 15, 2020 to ask the city attorney's office to draft an ordinance mandating a $5 hourly wage increase for workers at grocery store chains that employ 300 or more workers nationwide, as envisioned. The ordinance would remain in effect as long as Los Angeles remains under the state's purple, red, or orange levels of community disease transmission for COVID-19 under state health orders. The motion is expected to be heard in the Council's Economic Development Committee early this year. San Francisco on January 5, 2021, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors also proposed a $5 per hour